Welcome you to Wisdom by Chidi Mashi, where we talk about business, leadership, self-esteem building, and personal development. But before we move forward, if you know you don't have your notebook and your pen close to you, you are wrong. Really go get them, because you've been needing them to jot down things you've been learning in today's episode. Alright. Looking at personal development, it is a topic that encompasses anything that involves your transformation as a person, anything that involves your personal growth. And I tell you, when it comes to personal development, it is not something you do today and decide not to do tomorrow. It's not something you just do once and say that is it. No, it is a lifelong process. It's something you keep doing. This personal development refers to those activities that improves your life, those activities that improves a person's talent, that brings out your potential, improves your consciousness and your ability to realize your dream and create wealth. That's what personal development helps you to do. It also improves you, helps you to improve yourself, to become better version of yourself. Personal development also gives you the freedom to keep pushing yourself, to keep growing, to keep increasing. That is what personal development does. It gives you that freedom to keep pushing yourself further and harder on a daily basis, to keep increasing, to keep making mistakes. And when it comes to personal development, you make mistakes, you adjust, but you don't stop, you keep moving, you keep working on it, because you can't become perfect in a day, and nobody is perfect, and you cannot learn everything in a day, you cannot master everything in a day. That is why you need continual effort to keep working on yourself, keep working on your ability, keep working on your weakness, keep working on your strength, and become a better version of yourself. Now, we're looking at four importance or benefits of personal development. Why do we need personal development? One, it helps you become more self-aware. It gives you room for self-awareness. It helps you to get to know who you are. It helps you to get to know your values, your belief, what you can do, what you cannot do. Two, gives you a sense of direction and makes you more clear on what you want to achieve. Gives you the sense of direction, knowing the path you want to go through. And remember, without self-awareness, without knowing who you are, there is no way you can find out where you want to, where you are going. You have to know where you are going, and these are what personal development helps you to define or helps you to. Third, personal development brings clarity. It brings clarity. As your personal development improves, it helps you to prioritize your goals. It helps you to know which one to do first, which one to do later, which one am I going to do, which one is more important to me. That is what personal development can help you to achieve. Fourth, you become more motivated. Personal development will help you become motivated, because as you keep going in life, there is every tendency that a time will come when you don't feel like going, you don't feel like moving forward. All you just want to do is just take the easy road and just quit if there is no any other easy road for you. But when you know you know what you want, you know your values, you know the benefits behind what you are doing, it keeps you motivated. physical development, you wouldn't have known your what you want, you wouldn't have known your values, your beliefs, you wouldn't have been able to gain clarity. You wouldn't have been able to gain the clarity. But with personal development, you get all of this. So even when the task ahead of you is not enjoyable, you keep going because you already know the benefits, you already know why you are doing this, what you're going to achieve. You have a goal and you're working towards. Alright. Lastly, we're looking at things you need to, tips for your personal development, things you need to look at when planning for your personal development. One, start now. Start now. Don't become a pro at procrastination. No. I'll do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next tomorrow. Well, I'll do it next month. Before you know it, I'll do it next year. And you keep on postponing it and you will never do anything about it. Also, you need to learn from others. You cannot know everything, you can't do everything. So there's a need for you to learn from people who have gone ahead of you. If there's something you want to achieve, there is already someone who would have done that, someone who have achieved that thing. So that person will serve as a role model, to you. Look up to those people. You learn from them. You don't just say, no, I'm going to do everything on my own. You have to learn from people who have gone ahead of you. And how do you learn from them? You learn from their books. You listen to their audios. You listen to their tapes. You watch them. You follow them up. That is the best way to learn from those people. And guess what? They don't have to be people who are close to you. Someone who is in America, can be someone who is in UK, can be someone who is in India, someone who is in Australia, and you can learn from them. How? Through the power of the internet. You can learn anything you want. Go to YouTube, you Google them, you learn from them, make researches, and before you know it, you become a pro in that field. I hope you know that anything you do consistently, a pro in that thing, you become a very resourceful person in that area. So you can map out just an hour or 30 minutes of your time daily to look at these people, to read about them, to watch them, how they talk, how they act, how they do their things, and before you know it, you're already working towards that and you're already improving yourself. Another thing I want you to look at is, I want you to have in mind when looking at personal development or when planning personal development, you need to embrace change. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. You need to embrace change, which is the only constant thing in life. You see, the world is changing all the time. Every single day there's a new technology, there's something new. Everybody is working to become better. Everybody is working towards change, bringing in new innovation, new ideas here and there. So even if you do nothing, you will change by default of what you do. If people and ideas didn't change, we'll all still be living in caves by now. There's someone that thought about electricity, there's someone that thought about computing, there's someone that thought about a mobile phone which you're using, someone that thought about the laptop, and all this came in place as a result of people working towards improving themselves, people working towards changing a better version of themselves. electricity we use today, we all know the story. It was someone that kept on working on it, working on a daily basis, working to see that there is something different. Like he or she creates a change, brings about change. That is why we're enjoying so many things today. The airplane will fly here and there, the cars, the motorcycles, and all of that change your course of daily basis. So if you want to grow in life, you need to always work on changing yourself. You need to always update yourself on new things on daily basis. Be informed. And lastly, be intentional. Yes, you have to be intentional. Successful people grow, and he said, to reach your potential, you need to grow, and to grow, you must be highly intentional. We all want to become better, we all want to become great, we all want to become amazing. On the right track, and you keep on moving and walking towards it. We're ending up with a few books that will help you in, when it comes to personal development. There are people that have written a lot of books, a lot of articles on personal development, and this will really help you. I'll just be giving you three, but you can make your own research and other books that can help you, audios and any other thing that can help you. One is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is a book on personal development. Another book is Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. These are amazing books from amazing authors. And the third one is The Principle of Success by Jack Canfield. You can Google these books online and read them, go through them, and work towards improving yourself. If you enjoy this teaching, this lesson today, kindly share the link to your friend, at least one person. Bless someone. Share it to just one person. But you have more people to share with, fine. You don't have, make sure you share it with at least one person. And also feel free to give us your feedback. Nice having you on board. See you next week, Saturday. Thank you very much. And I remain your host, Owusimba Chidinma. Bye.